When the FIFA World Cup comes to North America in 2026, it'll be the biggest ever with 48 teams. And North Texas wants to be a main host site. Monica Paul of the DFW Sports Commission is on the line. She, FC Dallas, and the Cowboys had a virtual meeting with FIFA today. And Monica, what was that meeting like?
Oh, it was exciting, John. It was definitely our next step, a very significant step, and really focused on the stadium, on what would that experience for spectators look like. The pitch is very, very important to FIFA, and how we would, get the pitch in there. One of the key reasons we had this call was FIFA really needs to come for a site visit, but due to circumstances and a pandemic and international travel right now, that's not possible. So we're looking for site visits to take place more in the July, August, September time period. So this was a kind of an open dialogue and exchange of information, and us giving them some concepts and them telling us really what has worked best in previous World Cups and what they'd like to see over at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, AT&T Stadium is obviously a place that could hold up to 100,000 people. I hear what you're saying about the pitch, but how attractive is that to FIFA that it can hold so many people?
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons it's hopefully high up on the list. They haven't told us exactly where we sit in relation to other cities. But based on the conversation and some of the topics, it was really more technical. But we also know that, the number of fans, that's beneficial to us from a city and region standpoint on being able to attract more people to go to the matches, and hopefully the increased economic impact here for our region. So very, very important there. And I think they realize that AT&T Stadium has hosted some pretty iconic and major sporting events. Home of the Dallas Cowboys, AT&T Stadium is known internationally and, worldwide for sure. And want to utilize AT&T Stadium to host those World Cup matches.
Are you going for broke here? I mean, obviously they need several stadiums to host all the matches, but are you guys proposing that AT&T be used for, the final matches, the biggest ones?
Oh, without a doubt. I think we're being very aggressive. Yes, we want the group stage matches, but we want that quarterfinal, and really we want that final. Semifinal will be okay too, but or all three. We'll take them all. This is a huge opportunity from an economic impact standpoint, from an international media exposure and branding for our region. And when I say region, I mean the entire region of Dallas and Fort Worth, to Frisco, to Arlington, to everyone, in between. We see this as a huge opportunity. And really, it doesn't happen, the World Cup doesn't happen in a city every 4 years. So this our next opportunity may be 30 years down the road. So we want to make sure that we do it right. And we like to do things big here in the DFW area. And this is a bucket list item. So,
yeah, I was 12 the last time we hosted the World Cup. So it was it was a long time ago for me. And Monica, I know today was focused on the stadium, but, we've talked about the infrastructure a lot before. What have you guys been pitching? Because I know that has to be big when you're talking about hosting the final, or, quarterfinals or semifinals. There will be a lot of buzz and hubbub. It's not just about hotel rooms, but it's about, other places that can host big events related to the World Cup.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. There's a lot of ancillary events that go along with the World Cup. There's a lot of events that lead up to the World Cup, years in advance of the World Cup, that end up going to the same cities that would be named a host city. So there's definitely that increased, traveler and economic impact that may be going along. But there are other things that we will be preparing for in our April and May meetings with FIFA FIFA Fan Fest. Oh my gosh, it's over 100,000 people come to a fan fest for 35 days straight. So even in a city, you may be hosting a match, but there's a fan fest going on, or you may not be hosting a match, but there's still a fan fest going on to watch other matches that are played throughout the throughout the United States. International Broadcast Center is a big one for us. We really want to engage in conversation with FIFA. A lot of media possibility to call Dallas home from January through August. That gives us additional exposure. And we think that central location and the ability to, you know, fly easily out of both DFW International and Love Field is a big piece and important, especially with Canada and Mexico being host cities in this one.
Well, still 5 years away, but it'll be here before we know it. Monica, thank you so much for the time on this.
All right. Thank you, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.